Now, to test the robustness of this controller, what we're going to do is make a little bit of perturbation to the controller. Now, suppose when you implement the controller, you are not actually implementing the controller exactly, but there's a little bit of error in the gain. Okay, we just say there's a variation of the gain. Let's say the nominal value, of course, the perfect case is 1, but if there is a little bit of variation, then could be less than 1 or could be greater than 1. Okay, this is obviously a very reasonable assumption. Then we can look at the closed loop matrix when you implemented the controller in such a way. Okay, we look at the A matrix, the closed loop A matrix. Then we find the A matrix is a function of K, of course, and we can find the characteristic equation of the closed loop system. And we only look at the last two coefficients of this characteristic equation, because remember, for stability, all the coefficients must have the same sign, okay? Without also generally, we can assume that they are all positive, because in fact, because we assume that a k nominal value k equal to 1, so A0 would be equal to 1, then it's positive. So obviously, we are taking positive signs here. So now, to guarantee stability, obviously we have to make sure that A0 is positive and A1 is positive. Okay? Now, when k equal to 0, there's no problem, because then A0 equal to 1 and A1 equal to alpha plus beta minus 4, which is positive anyway. However, if this is not equal to 1, and alpha beta are much, much larger than 1, okay, this could be the case, because when you choose the cost of function and suitably, and in certain cases, you're trying to adjust those parameters to adjust the cost function to get the better stabilizing controller. Now, if alpha and beta are actually much, much greater than 1, that would eventually means that all the sigmas and beta q's are very, very large, much, much greater than 1. Then you can see that the A0 term is going to be dominated by the second term. It's not a 1, because remember, even though 1 minus k, the k perturbation is not equal to 1, but very small, but if alpha beta are very much, much larger than 1, then 1 minus k alpha beta can be much, much larger than 1 in terms of absolute value. So the dominant term will be the 1 minus k alpha beta. And similarly, A1 term, A1 coefficient will be dominated by 2 times k minus 1 alpha beta. But since all the alpha beta are positive, and you see that A0 and A1 will have opposite sign, because one is 1 minus k, one is k minus 1. So they will have opposite sign. That means the system will be unstable. Okay, no matter whether k is less than 1, a little bit less than 1, or greater than 1, no matter which direction you perturb. Okay, so what this says is that even though the perturbation on the control gain is very, very small, that is, k is very, very only varies very little from 1, you can still have no guarantee of stability at all when, for example, alpha beta are very, very large numbers. So that means there is no guarantee. The method does not guarantee the stability margin itself.